This is Morning Edition. 50 years ago today, Howard Lee was elected the first African-American mayor of the town of Chapel Hill. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonida Inge reports Lee was known to many as the mayor of the South.
We are giving you the key to the city.
When Howard Lee was elected mayor of Chapel Hill, there hadn't been an African-American mayor of a predominantly white southern town since Reconstruction.
But what it did was to inspire mayors in other communities across the South, and I almost became the mayor of the South because I got called on so much to come in and out of communities.
You see, Lee was first elected in 1969. A year earlier, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Racial tensions were high. It was hard for the Lees to even buy a home in mostly white Chapel Hill. And when they did, a cross was burned in their yard. Lillian Lee, Howard Lee's wife of 56 years, recalls when her husband was elected mayor.
It was exciting and sometimes very stressful, and to be honest with you, sometimes very scary too. We had terrible threats made against us and our children. So, you know, but we weathered the storm, thank goodness, thank the good Lord.
But most Chapel Hillians embraced Lee and his progressive voice. He would soundly win 3 terms as mayor. Current Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger.
Howard always has a wonderful perspective to share, but mostly he talks about taking it all in stride and trying to really listen. And trying to think forward.
One of Lee's biggest accomplishments was building a Chapel Hill transit system.
In spite of the fact that it took me several tries to get it done, we got it done, got it approved, and every time I see the buses, I feel very proud.
Lee was also instrumental in increasing the number of affordable housing units during his tenure. When Lee was first elected mayor, he received a telegram from Coretta Scott King, extending him best wishes in this, quote, New South a-coming. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.